Jim McGovern, this is Pride Month, and Donald Trump is telling, his administration is telling embassies not to fly the rainbow flag. What do you make of that?
I mean, that's bigotry. I mean, that's typical of this administration. I mean, you know, in the past, I mean, flying the Pride flag was, you know, it was just something that happened. And I think that people need to understand what's happening here. I mean, our image around the world is changing. It used to be that people thought that, you know, we valued our diversity, that we were all about inclusion, and now this administration is showing us, you know, is showing the world a different face of America. One, quite frankly, that I think is really regrettable. I mean, we cannot stay silent when it comes to, you know, a president who doesn't support LGBTQ rights, and Trump will say, "Oh, I love the LGBTQ community," and so they say one thing, and then they do something entirely different. They shy away from supporting any kind of legislation that would help protect the rights of the LGBTQ community here in the United States, and you know they even went so far as to deny visas to same-sex partners of diplomats and UN officials who were trying to come here, because their spouses are engaged in diplomatic affairs of their respective countries. So it is really sad to see this kind of backsliding when it comes to LGBTQ rights. And again, people need to raise their voices. This cannot be allowed to be normalized or to be accepted. We need to push back look, I mean, it's clear Trump and Pence have gone out of their way to avoid even acknowledging Pride Month, and for the past 2 years, this is the first White House that has not formally recognized it, and it's really sad.
Let's move on from there to a different kind of human rights, and that's what's going on in China right now. And 1 million people turn out and protest Hong Kong, and you had Tiananmen Square, which you've written about, and you marked the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square. So is this all for naught?
No, I don't think it is. And I think nothing changes unless like-minded people come together and demand change. And the millions and millions of people that have been protesting and the huge demonstrations that we've seen in Hong Kong, not only on the anniversary of Tiananmen Square, but also in protest of this extradition bill that China is trying to get Hong Kong to pass, which would make it easier for China to extradite to the mainland political opponents or people who are critical of China.
Right.
I think that the pressure is building and it needs to continue to build, and we should be on the side of the people. Look, human rights is important not just in the United States, it's important all over the world. And China's, when it comes to human rights, China has gone in the wrong direction. Things have worsened. They have attacked the Uyghur population. They have concentration camps that they are, have Uyghurs in. They're trying to erase the whole culture and history and language of the Tibetans. They're cracking down on human rights defenders in Beijing. I go on and on and on and on. And there needs to be nonviolent resistance to that, and I really admire the protesters, both in the mainland and in Hong Kong, who are courageously marching in the streets.
And yet, Jim McGovern, Tiananmen Square is the definitive example of what these people are going to do. They'll let it go for a while, but if it gets out of hand, they'll start using real bullets.
Well, and that's what makes these protests even more remarkable, is because the people who are taking to the streets know that they are literally risking their lives. But they believe that they ought to worship how they see fit. They ought to be able to say what they want to say. They ought to be able to believe what they want to believe. You look back at the beginning of our revolution. I mean, that's look at the things that motivated, you know, our founders to stand up to the British. Of all people in the world, we should be very sympathetic to what these average Chinese citizens, these students, and not just students, by the way, you know, people who are, you know, quite old, who are getting out there and literally putting it all on the line because they want a better future. And I, you know, they always say freedom comes at a high cost. I wish it didn't, but it oftentimes does. And but the people who are, you see protests, haven't given up. They're still hopeful that there could be a better future.
I want to talk to you about climate change and the Green New Deal. It seems to me this should be the number one issue in America for our children, our grandchildren, their children. But my impression is that while it means a great deal to some really wonderful people, it really hasn't permeated the soul of America. What's going on?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. I mean, it should be the number one issue because it's about the survival of our planet. But here's one of the things that I've noticed. I mean, not just with the climate crisis, but with healthcare, with jobs, with an infrastructure bill, is that Donald Trump has been very good about talking about everything else, you know, and shocking us every single day in a way that we're not accustomed to, that it detracts from our focus on some of these real issues. We're going to have to, you know, find a way to kind of compartmentalize, if you will, to put all of his nonsense and all of his crazy tweets and all of his crazy interviews to one side and start reminding people what's at stake. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the climate crisis is a huge issue, and one that we can do something about, and one that this administration has taken us in the wrong direction on. And we need to, again, start refocusing our discussions and our debates and our legislation on how we can address this issue. I mean, how we move away from fossil fuels to more green, clean, renewable energies. You know, how do we, and reminding people of all the jobs that could be created if we took the lead on this. And talking about how we do this in a way, that helps everybody in this country. That this is not just an elite issue for intellectuals. I mean, the climate crisis is a real issue for people who live in poverty and live in some of the inner cities where water infrastructure has been neglected for years, and they're drinking lead contaminated water, or they, you know, live next to, you know, sites where they, you know, dump, you know, terrible toxic waste. So we need to find a way to keep on talking about this and cut through all the noise that the Trump administration has us engaged in. I think we haven't quite mastered that yet, but we need to figure it out soon because these important issues are getting put to the side.
Jim McGovern, last question. I have only a few seconds, but I wanted to ask you about, can Donald Trump be reelected president of the United States?
I think anything is possible. I mean, I hope to hell not. I mean, but anything is possible. If you have a third party candidate that gets into the race that, you know, takes 8 or 9% of the vote, I mean, then you have a situation where the president can win with, you know, in the low 40s. I hope he doesn't win again, because I think if he does, then it tells us something about what our country has become that I quite frankly hope that's not the case. You know, we always say every time he says something bigoted or racist or terrible that, you know, this is not who we are. Well, you know, we all know who he is now. Maya Angelou had that great line, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Well, we know who he is, right? We know. Not just from the first time, but we know who he is. And if the majority in this country embrace, you know, that kind of thinking and that kind of, you know, presidency for another 4 years, I think it would be, to me, it would be a very sad day for our country.
Freud said character doesn't change. Boy, was he right. In any case, we love Jim McGovern, a Democrat in office since 1997 in the beautiful 2nd District of Massachusetts, and you are always welcome here. And I really love the idea that since you've become so powerful in the House, you still show up. That's so great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.